This episode of the Bumpus Podcast is being brought to you by the WTDS Podcast Network.
This room, and I see nothing but untapped potential.
What's up, dirty dog?
What are we listening to, Harry? Are we listening to the Bump Ass Podcast? Oh, we are? Are we, Harry? Can you say that again? What kind of birdie are you? You're not going to talk now. That figures.
The football extravaganza.
All right, everybody, and welcome to the Bumpus Podcast. What's going on, everybody? Hey, look, today we are going all Super Bowl. As Donna said in the intro, it's a Super Bowl extravaganza. Yes, I'm having a hard time again talking. This thing's really getting to me, but then again, it is winter, so I can't stop coughing for some reason whenever I start talking for a while. So I promise you I'm gonna get some shows out and so forth and so on. But today's show is basically I took all of my segments and I figured a way to tie the Super Bowl to them. So without further ado, let's start with a segment of
Let's Ride Mark. Let's Ride Mark. Where will Mark take us today?
Yes, all the talk about the deflated football. Of course, I had to Let's Ride Mark over onto Ada, Ohio. Ada, Ohio is the football manufacturer. Wilson Football Plant is in Ada, Ohio. And, basically, I heard that what happens is after the playoff games, the Wilson Football Factory, they have a tailgate party, blah blah blah. I guess they don't drink and so forth, but they have a big old party at work to watch the playoffs. That way they know at the end of the last game who the two teams are that they're going to start stamping the footballs for. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I decided to look up some information on them. They inflate their footballs, though, just so you know. But the plant is in Ada, Ohio, and it's since 1941. They have actually been making every national football game ball. They are also the only football-specific factory in the world. So, in other words, they don't do footballs, volleyballs, basketballs. That particular plant is football specific. Nothing but footballs. That's pretty amazing. It's all they do is footballs. So, in fact, they do 4,000 footballs a day, and it keeps the 120 employees busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No, I just threw that in there. 7 days a week might be cutting it a little bit. But it went on to say, as I was researching it, that most of the employees at the Wilson plant in Ada, they get their family hired, and therefore there's families and families and families and family members that all work there, and they've pretty much got decades of experience out of all of it. But yeah, my opinion on the deflated football is, who gives a flying rat's ass? But that's, coming from a real diehard football fan here. So, now you deflate a hockey puck and I'm going to be pissed. Yes, I am going to be pissed. I sure am. And, look, I looked up also, since I'm such a football extravaganza fanatic, I looked up the most Super Bowl wins between 1967 and 2014. Did you know the Steelers? They had 6. San Francisco 49ers and Dallas Cowboys, They've got 5 Super Bowl wins as an organization, obviously. The New York Giants, Green Bay Packers, each have 4 wins. The Raiders, Patriots, and the Redskins, they have 3 Super Bowl wins each. So, I find that pretty amazing. The Broncos, Colts, Dolphins, and Ravens. Now, the Colts, it said Baltimore and Indianapolis. So, I would imagine the Baltimore Colts won one, and the Indianapolis Colts won one. And say Indianapolis 5 times real fast. Indianapolis. And, that sounded like that old Redskins owner. Indianapolis. And, so anyway, but then the Ravens, of course, are Baltimore. And they each have 2 wins. Super Bowl wins, championships. So that's pretty doggone cool. Now, I was disturbed at this. The Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs have 1, but they're also joined with their 1 win by the Jets, the Saints, the Bucks, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes. See, I'm such a football fanatic, extravaganza guy. The Rams and the Bears. The Bears. They each have 1 win. So it was the Jets, Chiefs, Bucks, Saints, Rams, and Bears. The Bears. They've each got 1 win, so let's see. Oh yeah, you know, the football pool, I've got to shout them out again. Weekend Crew, weekendcrew.com, weekendcrew.com, shout out, attention, shout out. Hey, look, I do another segment here in a little bit. Shit, it's going to be a short show, isn't it? Well, I don't care. You all don't listen anyway. Just 3 of you listen. So, let me take a swig of Arizona iced tea. Maybe that will help the old cough factory stop. Let's see.
Hey, everybody, this is Langdon, your gay best friend from Langdon Nation, and I'm dying over here in Los Angeles. I really want to know what's on Mark's meat.
Let's see. What's on Mark's meat? Chili, citrus, ketchup. Now, I had to do this because I like hot stuff, but what I had to tell you basically is this is a great replacement for like cocktail sauce, like you have cold shrimp. And you put cocktail sauce with it. Well, not only shrimp, but you could have your raw clams or your oysters at your Super Bowl party. You know, you can mix this shit in there instead of ketchup and or cocktail sauce. And how many times can I say cocktail in this segment? But I would suggest you have it with your clams and oysters too. I mean, I like clams. Oysters, anyway, I could give or take those, but I don't know, people don't know the difference, but there's definitely a fishy taste to oysters, but clams don't taste like fish, so, I'll have to look into that, see what's really a fish and what's not fish, like a tomato is a vegetable, not a fruit, or it is a fruit, not a vegetable, something like that. But what I want to know is why the fuck do you grow them in your vegetable garden if they're a fruit? Wouldn't it be a fruit and vegetable garden? Hey, there's a surprise. But, look, you can take this chili citrus ketchup and you can dunk a spoonful into your Bloody Mary one day. Not just on Super Bowl Sunday. So, that's pretty cool. But basically, it's diced tomatoes, onions, garlic, cider vinegar, dry mustard, allspice, chili powder, I tried this on a previous episode one time. Orange zest. Orange zest. Orange zest. Orange zest. All right, I got it out. But this is really cool. You've got to add brewed espresso and 1 habanero, of course, and a bay leaf, and of course salt and pepper. But what they have you doing in this recipe, and no, I'm not wearing no frickin' skirt and mop over my head and all that, you know, I'm not barefoot and naked and pregnant in the kitchen. Basically, you puree it, and then you boil the shit and reduce the heat and keep on stirring till it thickens. And then you would add a cup of ketchup and chill that sucker, and it can stay in the fridge for like 2 weeks if you chill that sucker in a closed, sealed-up container. So I just thought that was pretty neat. And I've got a few audio clips that I put together other than that outstanding intro, and you got to stick around for that outstanding outro, but I'm putting some football clips out and about and in and through and all that good stuff. So, and I'm kind of liking that I can just get to my shit, get it done, do the podcast, be done with it, not worry about filling a complete hour as long as I can fill a complete year worth of shows. So make it worthwhile and see I had applied to iHeartRadio and stuff like that. And they said, not consistent with your shows, fuckhead. So they went ahead and rejected me and all that. So maybe if I get more consistent shows up, I can be heard a little bit more. I mean, what else would you need other than the World Wide Web, thebumpuspodcast.com, right? Oh, P.O. Box 1, Bumpus, Virginia, 23024. Nobody's sending me shit. I like free shit. Send me some shit. Thank you. I'm out. No, I'm not out. But, yeah, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and stop right here for just a second. I'm going to play some shit that I put together for you. And we will be right back. You're listening to thebumpuspodcast.com.
Jim, good to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Check that. Chris Everett, good to have you on the show.
You know what? You know, you've been calling me that for about the last 5 years.
About 2 years, actually, Chris.
Well, hey, you know what? Let me say one thing. In that game, how many sacks did I have that we came back and won?
How many sacks did
you
have?
Yeah, how many sacks?
Let's see, but this was back in 1989.
Okay, that was about six.
You may have even been Jim Everett back there, but somewhere along the way, Jim, you ceased being Jim and you became Chris.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. That, you know, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time...
I already did it twice.
You call one more time, we better take a station break.
Well, it's a five-minute segment, or five-segment show. We got a long way to go.
Well, we do.
We got a long way to go.
We do.
I'll get a couple segments out of
you
before.
Well, it's good to be here with you, though.
Well, it's good to see you, too.
Because you've been talking like this behind my back for a long time.
But now I said it right here.
Right, exactly.
Well, we got no problems
then.
Well,
I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris?
How to play football. Football needs special equipment. A college covered with ivy, a coliseum or stadium filled to overflowing with 100,000 rabid, wildly cheering fans, great armies of vendors, managers, mascots, photographers, sports writers, doctors, elaborate brass bands, assorted coaches, old grads, scores of Annie Oakleys, and two teams resplendent in brilliant uniforms create a riot of color and atmosphere unequaled by any other game on earth. Now, the object of the game is to advance the ball over the goal line of the opposing team by hook or crook. There are 11 men on either team, two ends, and that's how the game is played.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help?
Mm-mm.
I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay. A Coke and a smile makes me feel good.
The way it should be, I'd like to say,
hey,
the whole world smiling with me, Coca-Cola has life, have a
good day. Thanks, Mean Joe.
Smile.
And welcome back to thebumpuspodcast.com. What's going on again? Hey, we are going to try this crap. So, let's have the intro. I love my segment intros, by the way. Or my segment names. I love them.
Now let's see what crap Mark tries so we don't have to.
Yes. So, pop corners. That's what we're going to do. Now, try this crap so we don't have to. You know what? Normally I do something more, a little bit more elaborate, but, and you're wondering, how does something out of a vending machine or a grocery store turn into a try this crap? It's not new or anything like that. However, what I thought of was, the people remember at the first segment I said about the Wilson factory had a big Super Bowl party extravaganza type thingy and all that stuff before, so they could go to work and make the footballs. Well, they normally, they're a factory, so normally I would imagine they're vending machines. And I've been trying to remember this for my podcast for a long time. I have a regular, somewhat regular Pentagon delivery, and I deliver to the Pentagon once a week, and there's a guy that goes with me, and he's a Spanish dude, and he calls it the Pentagon. So, I've got the Pentagon with you today. I said, okay, alrighty, we'll go to the Pentagon together. Well, in the Pentagon, on the loading dock, there is a couple of vending machines. And government employees have it made, because everything's a dollar. The sodas are a dollar, the popcorners and all that, they're actually 50 cents, I think. But anyway, cheap vending machines for the government workers. So, I usually, and that's my whole thing, is I enjoy getting a Pentagon Pepsi for the ride back from the Pentagon. So, Pentagon, remember that. It's the Pentagon, but we will call it the Pentagon from now on the Bumpus podcast. So, I go to the Pentagon, and then, like I said, I thought of these people. Normally, they would probably have to eat out of the vending machine if they don't bring their lunch. So, therefore, they would eat out of their lunch bucket. Oh, well. So, I suggest that you try these things, because they're popcorners, and they are in several different flavors. Let me see. Yeah, I suggest, that's what I wrote. I had suggested that the Wilson factory asked their snack guy to go ahead and bring them some popcorners, because they were freaking good. And it's a chip, but it's popcorn. It's a light, fluffy chip, and believe it or not, it's pretty good. And vending machine size, you're not getting a whole great big snack, but it's nice to wash down popcorners with my Pentagon Pepsi. So on the ride back from the Pentagon every time I go there. But yeah, you get the crunchiness of chips and the fluffiness of Air Pop popcorn. That's what I liked about it. And I looked them up, though. They are gluten-free, and they're made from all-natural ingredients, which means they are only 120 to 140 calories per serving. So, and popcorniness flavor to them, I guess. It's kind of hard to describe. But they pride themselves over there at Popcorners. They pride themselves in the fact that they were never sun-dried or fried. So, their Popcorners is also, listen to this, they are also kosher certified. This is Jew to Jew. That was an old Don and Mike thing. Let me flip my page here. I'm having a time, so you're going to just have to deal with the page flipping. Jew to Jew. Kosher. So yeah, they're kosher. And look, they come in six different flavors. Now, of course, I'm going to liven it up a little bit. They come in kettle, white cheddar, sweet chili, Memphis barbecue, oh baby, and caramel. So, and I used to call caramel caramel. So, but then I moved down here to Bumpus, and there's a place called Carmel Church. So, it's no caramel. So now I call it caramel, but I feel stupid going in McDonald's saying, can I get a caramel sundae? So, I just go with the hot fudge, so I don't have to say caramel. Isn't that weird? You don't want to say caramel? So, anyway, you eat the hot fudge. Fuck it. However, you might be thinking, hey, that was only five, Mark. So the sixth flavor is what the podcast guide, original manly man flavor of cheesy jalapeno. I got the cheesy jalapeno, and that was freaking delicious. These things were real good. And like I said, they go well with a Pennegan Pepsi to wash it down. So I don't know. I thought that was pretty daggone cool. And always a fun story. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm not going to have enough time to have a complete podcast. But I don't know why I keep dwelling on it, but you get what you get, and I appreciate it. So eventually I'm going to stop saying that shit. One day we will stop saying that shit. Let's go on with the last segment. Like I said, I've got some videos and stuff I'm going to play. Obviously you can't watch the video, but hey, I'm going to play some sound bites for you throughout the podcast. I like this segment a lot because I came up with it. The name. I love it. So without further ado, let's go with...
Hey, Mark, is this person dead or spending bread?
Dead or spending bread. Yes. Hey, do you know this name? I bet you all don't know this name. Charles Edward Green. Nope. Doesn't ring a bell, do you? You all may know him as Mean Joe Green. Do you remember the commercial? See, I'm playing the commercial for you, and now you should remember who. Hey, Mean Joe. You want a Coke? Coke and a smile, or whatever it was. But Mean Joe Green, we're going to find out if he's dead or spending bread. So, he was born in September of 1946. He grew up basically around Texas. Shout out to Gabe. What's up, Gabe? Adrian's out in Texas, too. Hey, baby. He was a defensive tackle for the 1969 through 1981 Pittsburgh Steelers. Mean Joe was put into the Hall of Fame back in 1987. Hey, I graduated high school then. I'm freaking famous, man. I'm in there with Mean Joe Green. Same year, I graduated in 87. Man, I'm famous. He was a four-time Super Bowl champion, and after retiring, he spent 1982 as a CBS NFL color analyst. And then after that, he spent 16 years as an assistant coach for the Steelers, Dolphins, and the Arizona Cardinals. Awesome. So, what else did I find out? Shoot, if that means when I retire from the podcast, God damn it. Here, let's go with this. When I retire from the podcast, that means I'm going to be the assistant host of the drinking show. Holy shit, Mike, what a treat that is. Holy mackerel. Oh my God, Mike. Oh shit, get my chair hot. Anyway, Mean Joe Green, he had quit coaching in 2004, but then he moved on into the front office of the Steelers in the personnel office. And while he was there, he earned his fifth and sixth Super Bowl ring. So that's pretty amazing that he did that. So he even coined the phrase, if y'all might have remembered it. Some of you aren't as old as me, but you know, God bless you for listening. God bless you for listening to my show anyway. He was the one that coined the phrase, one for the thumb. So, and it was pretty cool because it was one for the thumb in 81. And then there was something wrong. They got disqualified from the playoffs or something. So they had to get one for the thumb in 82, which doesn't rhyme. So therefore, you know, it was kind of null and void. But they switched it to just one for the thumb. So you had to drop the 81. So that's interesting. He's only the second Pittsburgh Steeler to have his jersey retired. So they retired his number 75. And I remember Mean Joe Green, other than the commercial. I mean, what kid didn't remember the commercial? So, let me see. we're going to flip this page here. He's also the oh no, I'm sorry. That would give it away. I'm such a dick. Let's see. He now resides in Flower Mound, Texas. So therefore, Mean Joe Green is spending bread. So that went well. God damn it, I gotta get better. But where I was stumbling just a second ago was he's also the last of the famed Steel Curtain after the passing of Elsie Greenwood in September 2013. So that would have given it away. But so that's the end of the show, basically. And like I said, if I can put a half hour together, I'll do it. If I get an hour, that's great. But I'll fill it in with all kinds of good stuff and start doing it this way. That way I've got shows. And like I said, I'm still hacking and coughing like crazy. And I just sneezed, and now you just heard me probably sniffle in the microphone. But, you know, there you go. So now you've been accustomed to hearing quite a few of my bodily functions. So we're going to end the podcast. So I was going to say I will see you suckers, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say keep that seat hot for me, Mike. I need to be the assistant drinking show host one day when I retire from being the podcast god. And I've also got to say you've been listening to thebumpuspodcast.com. I appreciate it. Now, see you suckers.
Of course, you never made any other podcast. This is only last season, Tom. Marshawn Lynch runs through eight states.
Yeah, and as you watch this at the end, he is just really running hard. And I think a couple of guys thought he was going to go out of bounds or be tackled. Not.
Eight defending champion Saints couldn't bring it down, and the Seahawks pull one of the most stunning upsets in playoff history.
Up by legendary cowboy poet Walt Garrison in his masterpiece, People Are Funny Critters.
People are funny critters. Well, there's apple pie bakers and crooked bookmakers and blondes and brunettes and birthday forgetters and chicken fry lovers and blue-eyed soul brothers and drinkers and boozers and winners and losers and elephant trainers and tireless campaigners and fixers and menders and paperclip benders and goers and stayers and pinochle players and handkerchief users and tissue abusers and interstate backers and wilderness hikers and joggers and addicts and handball fanatics and kissers and tellers and friends of the fellers and lovers and fighters and fingernail biters and mayonnaise dippers and miracle whippers and newspaper readers and drivers and speeders and overweight hookers and magazine lookers and people with answers and bottomless dancers and quivering flunkers and basketball dunkers and readers and thinkers and double scotch drinkers and soda straw manglers and bar napkin stranglers and teasers and criers and high rolling flyers and uncles and sisters and passive resistors and virtuous girlies and sillies and squirrelies and weirdos and sickies and $5 quickies and xylophone pickers and popsicle lickers and yawners and nappers and one handicappers and zippy old timers and lunatic grammars. People are funny critters.
All except one thing. There's something you should know before you leave.
Let's call it quits and pack up and leave.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.
That will be all, Fräulein.
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant.
She looks back. That means she's interested.
Here's to us ducks, because we don't give a quack.
Let's get to the sets.
Now, on behalf of the entire cast, may we wish you good night.
I gotta go. My parents just came in.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Then why don't you just let me be, huh?
I love watching your ass when you walk.
Interesting hand job.
Oh, thank you for telling me.